Well, there you go. Touchdown. Welcome, everyone, to Mighty System Pros Thursday morning brain food wake-up call. This call is your inspiration, your connection to the community. This call is all about sharing the love and sharing the tips and the tricks and what's working for the leaders. And our leaders are always coming out, providing you such incredible value. Today, our leader is someone that's been in the system for a while. He's really moving and shaking, and he proves to every single one of us that you can still be successful in when you do have a full-time job, and you can work your business on the side. And if he can do it, everyone can do it. Lawrence Tam, you on the line?
I am here. Lawrence in Sugarland.
Lawrence in Sugarland. Welcome to the call, Lawrence.
Thank you, Cindy.
You're welcome.
Okay. Well, let's start off Thursday. If you don't know who I am, my name is Lawrence Tam. I am a MMT L4 leader inside Elite System Pro. My background is mechanical engineering. I'm 32 years old. I got two little kiddos. I've been married to my wife 9 years. I've been dating her since high school, so it's about 18 years now, more than half my life. And I didn't know anything about marketing when I first came in. All I knew was you needed people to see your stuff. I mean, that was just basically it, right? I joined Elite System Pro back in 2009, started ripping it up. But I do it part-time. And the reason I do it part-time is one of the things I realized, a lot of people go into making money to thinking that's the solution. Well, I mean, you got to really think about it. What do you really want? Money isn't the solution. It's what... what's really get you out of bed? What's your why? You know, your kids, your wife, maybe time freedom. And when I went to college, I went to UT as a biochemistry major, and then I bounced around to electrical and mechanical. But one of the things I really wanted to do was teach. I wanted to teach math and middle school science and teach football. I played football in high school. I have a passion for football. But I'm a small Asian dude. I'm like 5'9". You know, like I think my junior year I was 180 pounds, right? And so I bulked up 35 pounds for my senior year, and it just dawned on me, I'm never gonna play collegiate football. I'm never gonna play NFL football. But you know, I feel like I have heart, I have good technique, and I wanted to teach. But teaching doesn't pay, and I knew this. You know, I didn't have to ask any guidance counselor how much does a teacher make. It's not enough to truly support the lifestyle I needed. All my relatives are doctors, big real estate agents, have a lot of property, or own their own businesses. None of them were teachers. And if they were a teacher, they were a principal, and that was my grandfather, and he's like, there's no money in it. So I knew I wanted to teach. That was the goal. I wanted to teach football and teach math and science, because I feel like when someone tells me they can't calculate a tip or calculate 20% discounts, and they say, I don't know math, I just shake my head. That's not math. So seeing my wife take business pre-cal and calculus, business, not regular calculus, but business calculus, and see her struggle, I just shake my head. I feel people need education, and this is kind of one of the reasons why I joined Elite System Pro. There's so much education here. If you're not diving into the archive trainings, if you're not tapping into some of the leaders, if you're not forming JV units with other people in your company that are using internet marketing, you're really missing out. So kind of one of the things I want to touch on was, what is your end goal? See, I know I'm always going to be working, right? It's kind of like what they say, you know, the two things in life that are certain are death and taxes. Well, you're going to have to work, all right? The people who have a lazy mindset thinking, I don't want to work, and then go into a business, well, guess what? You're going to take that bad habit with you. You're going to have to work. I hate to tell you, the people who make 6- and 7-figure months, they work. But I mean, it's things that they like to do. That's the difference. If you learn to love marketing, if you love flip testing, if you love to connect with people, if you love to place ads, and if you love to build relationships, this is a good industry. I'm not saying you have to build relationships, but it helps. I'm not saying you have to call your leads, but it helps, right? I've built a lot of relationships. I don't call a lot of people anymore. That's just the nature of the system that I've put myself into. But I don't recommend that for anyone who comes in. If you're coming in, I think I spoke to at least a couple thousand people my first year. And that was the process of just being, getting uncomfortable. See, your comfort zone tells you, you don't want to do that. Why would you? Let's go watch some Ellen, or let's go watch some Office. Why would I want to get uncomfortable and call people and have the possibility of rejection? That's that fear, right? And so you got to get over that. And so like Mike Diller got over that by, you know, going into sales. Robert Kiyosaki joined network marketing to get over that fear of people. Whatever your fear may be. But the end goal needs to be the same. What do you want to do? Now, generally, if money was no object, then hey, why would I do network marketing? Why would I open a home business? I wouldn't, right? I wouldn't. Generally, I wouldn't. If everyone, if we were in a socialist society and it didn't matter what we made, and we all just do what we want to do, I would just be a teacher and we all be the same. But that's not the case. That's not how the world works. People make more money. You'd be amazed when people make per hour versus other people who work 10 times harder, right? And that's just the way it is. So when I go into work and when I go into building business, the majority of the people I deal with are part-time. They're trying to get into the business or they're trying to launch into going full-time network marketing. But maybe it's not you want to get a full time. Maybe you just want to make a couple grand part time. And that's possible. I'm living proof of that. If you want to do that, that's totally possible with Lead System Pro alone. I think some of my good months in Lead System Pro is making over $3,000 just from Lead System Pro. That is ridiculous. That doesn't even include magnetic sponsoring. So that doesn't include AWeber. That doesn't include the other affiliates that you're coming in like, the robot that was launched last night. So if you just want to make a good amount of money while you're doing other things, that's fine. You no longer have to be a starving artist, right? So a guy at my work today, I mean, he's an electrical engineer. You know, he's on the path, right? His dad is on the path. He's trying to be instilled. You need to stay on the ladder. But the back of his mind, he always wants to be a writer. He writes books. He's been putting all these things together. He wants to be a writer. But he understands he can't live the lifestyle he wants to live without the engineering income. And I'm just thinking to myself, a lot of people are like this guy. Well-educated, you know, has a wife, you know, wants to start a family, but understands he can't leave the cush job to do what he wants to do what his passion is, which is playing drums and physically writing stories. Can't do it because it doesn't pay. There's a reason why they're called starving artists. But if you can find a solution for this person, not the fact that I can make you money, but I can find you a path to getting where you want to go, you are providing solutions. You are then not a spammer. You're not someone who throws up your opportunity on them, but you are trying to help solve their problems. But the only way you can find that out is if you listen. And so what I wanted to touch on today, if you can take away anything today, is you've got to know where you want to go so you can get there. If you're just trying to make $100, once you make it, then what? Where's the big picture? Set goals, set attainable goals, but have something that you really want. If you want to be a teacher, if you want to be a stay-at-home mom, that's fine. But we all know stay-at-home moms work harder than anyone else out there. Because I know my wife does. She works way harder than me. And so that's the thing. You can't avoid work, but let's do something that you don't want to kill yourself over. I heard over the weekend, I've heard this multiple times actually, you probably heard it too, the majority of heart attacks and deaths come on Monday morning because people are waking up and going to work. It actually rises in percentage because people are afraid of work. So if you wake up and you dread going to work, well, maybe you should start thinking about a career change or install some steps to get you out of that. I'm not saying quit your job, all right, because we all know you need to eat. We don't want to live off the system. We're not that type of person, all right? We are business people. We are people who can live and make our own money and cut our own path. So find out what you want to do, and then that could be your why, all right? Or maybe one of your family's ever going to college, and you want your kids to go to college. Well, that's your path. And if you know you can't, oh, here's another thing. I got a financial advisor, and when I went to school, wasn't too long ago. I graduated in 2010. When I first went into school, each semester was about $1,400 for tuition, just tuition, not room and board, just tuition, no books. And this is like for 15 hours. When I got out of college, it was pushing about $2,000, all right? Now we're looking at $3,500 to $4,000, and we're looking at tuition probably the next 10, 15 years to continue at a rate probably double to triple the inflation rate, so 8 to 14%. So if you want to send your kids to college, they're telling me about, you know, probably a four-year college going to push about $200,000 for a state school. I thought that was hilarious. So maybe that's your goal. That's one of my goals, and I took care of that. It took me 2 years. I prepaid two of my kids' tuitions, one for a state school, one for wherever they want to go. You know, the thing, not to sound off or anything, but I'm Asian and I'm not broke. I'm not getting financial aid, all right? So I had to find a way to pay for all that, and I knew I didn't want to pay $400,000 for two kids to go to college to a state school. Ain't happening. So whatever your goal needs to be, think of it now. Because by the time you get there and you go, damn, I'm short $50,000, $100,000, $400,000, maybe you've been borrowing you from your retirement to pay for things. It is time to fill that bank up. And if you really want to get there, the fastest way that I know of, you've got to reach out to learning what you need to learn on a daily basis and meet people that can get you there. We have a lot of leaders on our staff, a lot of people who are willing to help you out. And one of those leaders is Tracy Walker. Tonight, Thursday, 7 p.m. Eastern, she's doing our prospecting and role-playing. If you are deathly afraid of the 100-pound telephone, if it's so heavy you can't pick it up, it is time you jump on there. We're not going to bite your head off. Go on and learn how to listen. Learn how to close and learn how to help people. All right? We're not here to close everybody because a lot of people are just dead broke mentally. They need to grow self. They need to read more self-development. They need to get on the right track, actually. We're not here to drag anyone to a commission check. That is the worst way to build a business. So tonight, I highly recommend every Thursday, especially tonight, you jump on to Tracy Walker's training. Really dive into what you're lacking. So my name is Lawrence Sugarland. I am a part-time marketer, full-time superhero, I guess, to some people, just because I can do it. You can, too, with Lead System Pro. There's no secret to that. Hey, Cindy.
Hey, Lawrence. Sorry, I muted myself up so that I could be busy in the background working. So thank you so much for sharing your words of wisdom and your insight today. It was wonderful information. Everyone, take that information with you, plant it in your head, build that seed, and grow with it. And as Lawrence says, if he can do it, you can too. Have a fantastic day. See you guys all tomorrow morning on the Friday morning MLP wake-up call. Bye-bye for now.
Later.